going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In the 2025 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Maxwell Harrison. Let's go!
I bring juice. I bring being a good teammate. I bring leadership. And I'm going to bring Josh Allen the ball back.
McKinney throws down the middle of the field. Maxwell Harrison, big time pick.
Eludes the pressure and picks it off. A pick six. He eluded the sacks, but Max Hairston's there to take it to the house. 29 yards. Intercepted, it's Harrison again off the carom. Is he going to do it again? Another pick six.
Just a three-man rush for Kentucky. Into traffic, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Maxwell Harrison. And with some running room along the near sideline. And chopped down by Beck inside the 30.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brings a lot of juice, good teammate. These are things people have said about Howard Simon in the past. He joins us on the Wester Hotline. I never said those things, but people have told me.
That's good. I don't remember you ever saying those things about me.
We saw you last night at the draft party. It was wonderful to see you as always. Good morning, Howard. Jeremy and Joe with Howard Simon.
I loved your wide receiver shirt. I'm very impressed.
Yeah,
wasn't maybe nice tonight, shirt. Huh?
Maybe tonight. We think maybe double dip at defensive tackle, defensive end could be in the mix. We'll see.
Yeah.
No wide receiver in round one. Not a surprise. Instead, a guy that chases wide receivers. Max Harrison, Howard. So, you know, as the board was falling the way that it did, let's talk about this. The Bills' pick of Harrison, they go for corner two, if we're going to, you know, kind of number them that way, getting a speedy guy who is going to be, well, I guess they have eyes on him taking away other teams' speed receivers.
It made perfect sense, right? I mean, it in terms of needs, I know you don't draft by need. You go best player available. Yeah. But in terms of need, it was the one glaring need going into the draft last night, right? There were just some years you look at it and go, boy, they really need to fill one position more than any other. It was cornerback. So it made perfect sense. I listened to what Brandon Bean said, and there's a lot of things to like about Harrison. There's a couple things. Joe mentioned one of them. You know, not the biggest guy in the world, not the greatest tackler at this point in his career, but there's a lot to like about him, and it made sense on a number of different levels because that's the one spot the Bills had to seriously address in terms of finding a guy who could be, if not starter right away, someone who's going to start fairly early in his career.
Yeah, I wonder, you kind of don't know how to feel, I don't know, maybe you know how to feel about Tre'Davious White. He comes back and people are happy. You know, Trey White's back. We love everything about Trey White. The question is, how healthy can he be? What kind of form can he be in? And when he signs, I feel like there's raising of the floor with Trey White and Dane Jackson. And we don't want to put too much pressure on Max Harrison to start right away, but Howard, I want him to start right away. I want this guy to be ready. Yeah. You've got months to go, and you would hope that he can be a first-round pick, can be ready to play, because most of these guys drafted last night are going to be playing for these teams.
No, me too. I mean, I think Trey, you know, Trey White, to a lesser extent, Dane Jackson, are insurance purposes. When they signed Trey White, not one time, guys, did I think, well, there's your everyday starter opposite of Christian Benford. Don't worry about it. You can draft a corner, but he doesn't have to be ready at all in 2025. No, I think he needs to be ready. I'd like to see Harrison win the job out of training camp, and you have Trey White and Dane Jackson and Jamarcus Ingram, whoever you have back there, is depth. To me, I mean, I think Trey White's everyday playing days are long gone because of the injuries that he's had. I love the fact that he's here for two reasons. One, he can teach Hairston. You know, who better to learn from? Plus, it sounds like, heard you guys talking earlier about Hairston last night and his reactions and his infectious personality. Well, that is Trey White. So the two should mesh. I need Trey White to, like, do like a Vulcan mind meld with him and transfer everything he knows about playing the position to him. And if Harrison's not ready, I think it's probably maybe even a combination at cornerback of Trey White and Dane Jackson. Didn't the Bills used to do that? They rotated when Levi Wallace was here. Like, I don't think there's a clear regular everyday starter at cornerback if Harrison's not ready come opening day.
Yeah, I looked up that first game Elam played against the Rams. It was a rotation. Like, he didn't play any snaps on the first drive. He played on the second drive. So I don't know how much they've done that. It's kind of a reaction to Howard did the last game, right? Like, they have to play Elam. Benford goes out. Elam in, a player they clearly showed for years they did not trust. And what have they done this offseason? I mean, now they have a talented first-round rookie at that position and three guys that they trust around him at the position. I don't know. It feels like that was in their heads, is they had to play a guy they didn't trust in the last game of the year, and it really hurt them.
I think it was absolutely in their heads. Plus, if anything, if that didn't seal the deal as far as where they were going with their first pick in the draft, they obviously decided to, at this point, move on from Rasul Douglas. I know he's still out there, but he wasn't re-signed. I mean, they re-signed some guys, they extended some guys, and they didn't make a move to bring him back. So I think Elam sealed the deal, but you're looking at that game going, you had to look at that game going, well, Elam is a goner, right? There's no way he's going to be on the roster in 2025, which means they have to find somebody to play opposite of Benford. So, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I never ruled out somebody on the defensive line because McDermott and Bean are so big on building your teams up front. And I know you guys are going to have talked, and will continue to talk about day two. You can lock in a defensive lineman coming off the board at some point in round two for the Bills tonight. But cornerback made sense. It was a pressing need.
Yeah, well, the thing about what we've learned today is it's a little board specific. Like we've pointed out, 10 defensive linemen went off the board. But they've still only taken Ed Oliver in the first round.
Right.
In the middle of the defensive line.
Yeah.
And the only other defensive lineman they've taken, interior defensive lineman, is Dwayne Carter. It's a position they have.
In any round.
They have not invested heavily in.
Phillips. Phillips, the other one.
Harrison Phillips.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
It is.
Right. Yeah. So, but they do not invest a lot in the position. And we thought first round would be the target here. And the board falls a different way. So the need, you want to talk pressing needs, Howard. I wonder if Bean will move up, will package future picks, will try to package a fourth or two. I mean, your 2/4 don't move you that much. It's like 10 spots. So if there's a run on defensive tackles early in this second round and they can't get up, I'm not saying like Bean's going to panic, but Bills fans might start to wonder, what is the plan? You don't have anything really there. And if another draft board kind of plays out and you passively miss it, I think people might get a little worried about what they're going to do with that position.
Yeah, I would be too, because I think they do need help at that position. I mean, I like Daquan Jones, but he's a free agent after next season. I'm not sure he's going to be back. And honestly, to your point about drafting, if you look at defensive tackle, in recent seasons, the Bills' plan of operation has been bringing a bunch of veterans to 1 or 2 year deals and just keep changing the cast. It's Ed Oliver and then whoever, outside of the drafting of Dwayne Carter, it's Ed Oliver, bunch of free agents. We'll keep turning that position over, which is why I think I thought they would try and get a defensive tackle last night, even though corner was a pressing need, because they haven't addressed it with a really good young player who you can lock in for the next 4, 5, maybe beyond years. It's just been a rotation of veterans. So I would think that has to be the next biggest need for them. Yeah, you could talk edge rusher. We always talk wide receiver. I know some people talk about safety. I think they have to get a really good, promising young defensive tackle prospect who you can come in and go, we're good with Ed Oliver and this kid going forward for a number of years.
So if they do that tonight, one of the two picks is defensive tackle. Do you have a favorite for what the other one should be?
I mean, I'd like it to be wide receiver, some guy who like runs Max Hairston fast. But
yeah, he's got to cover somebody at practice, right? I got to keep him fresh.
I was thinking what would be really cool is at training camp, when you guys are out there doing one of your shows, have you guys, the two of you guys, line up next to Hairston and run, not a 40, run the field, like the 100 yards, and see how much he beats you by.
Okay.
How many? Yeah, ballpark figure.
He'll beat me by 99 yards as I take one step and decide, this race is over.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, better than me, I would have blown a hamstring by yard five. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if they went defense with both positions, because I know they extended Rousseau, but if you look at edge, right, Epinesa is going into the final year of his contract. Bose is only here for 1 year. I mean, the depth chart at edge rusher is so I honestly thought they could take the first three picks in this year's draft and put them all on defense.
Yeah.
Which is not, you know, I know I could hear the excitement in your voice over that, Jeremy, but I'm trying to think like they think and not how I think. And I think, again, build your team from up front. Well, they've got some holes at defensive end that need to be fixed,
and,
too.
You know, a lot of what you end up doing is how the board falls. I'm thinking back to the year where they didn't take Travis Etienne. They were linked to Etienne a million times. And all I really wanted was the Bills to pick with him still on the board so I could know, would you have taken that player? It's one of the things about the draft that we never really get. We never see their boards. We don't know what they would have done if XYZ. What do they do if Malachi Starks is on the board? Does he come in and go over the top of Taylor Rapp? I mean, they just drafted a corner to go over top of Tre'Davious White, who probably doesn't rate on the same level that Rapp does, but he's not off by that much. So would they have taken Starks? Would they have taken Matthew Golden? These are things like we kind of don't know. And as late as they are in this round, this is where the trade-up conversation comes in. To stick and pick means the board fell and you did what you did. I wonder how aggressive they get here. To me, that's the story of this second round as you lay out the glaring needs. You know, three defensive players with the first three picks, I wouldn't even call that a surprise. I think that's probably normal for what expectations would be for them. Then we wonder if they could find a way to get up in the third round, or if they just kind of close up shop for the day. Because they'll be sitting there watching the entire third round, waiting for their early pick in the fourth, and I bet they'd be trying to get back in and not end tonight without three players picked.
I would think so. I mean, they've got 10 picks, right? What are the odds they keep all 10? Do they need to add 10? Are they going to put 10 rookies on this roster and, like, keep all 10? Probably not. I don't know that they even need 10. So I don't have, like, the points chart in front of me. Like, I don't know how much it would cost to move up in round two, or do they have enough other picks to get into round three? But I'd be surprised if they used all the picks. And I would think, you know, I know he stayed put last night, but his track record is when he's got a guy he likes, he does what he can to move up a few spots to ensure they get him. So I would think he'd be aggressive and do everything he can to get, even if they only make one pick today, I would think he's going to do everything he can to get the defensive tackle that he needs and wants.
Yeah. Anything else in the draft round one stick out to you as interesting? Past the Jaguars trade obviously is going to be the number one story today.
Well, I mean, the whole, like, I was watching ESPN, so Kuiper was, like, apoplectic about nobody drafting Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah. But listen, the efforts to make the entire draft about Sanders have continued into today.
Yeah, and I thought he was a little too obsessed with it. But, I mean, I think I heard you guys talking about it. I think I don't think it's as much about, like, teams are afraid of his dad and, you know, the swagger around the Buffs program and all that. And teams just didn't think he was that great a quarterback.
Yeah.
So that didn't shock me, although we're so used to 8 million quarterbacks going in round one. It was odd to see the lack of activity until the Giants traded up to get Dart. I liked I did love the Green Bay pick. I know it went over well because it was in Green Bay. But the stat really floored me that they had not taken a wide receiver in the first round since 2002. And I guess maybe when you have great quarterbacks like they did, you just grab a receiver anywhere. It really doesn't matter. But I love that pick. I think that's they really need a wide receiver stud, and I like that. I like Miami picking Kenneth Grant. I know there's this is a big mess at cornerback for them, and a lot of people were thinking they would go there. I think they need help on the defensive line as well. I like that pick for them. Yeah, I don't know that anything else really shocked me other than, you know, not seeing a bunch of quarterbacks come off the board, but that was anticipated.
One thing to watch into the weekend. Let me know what you think about this, Howard. Joe and I have a bet. What do the Bills take first before, you know, the draft is over? A linebacker or a running back? And that, of course, leads to a follow-up question on your feelings on James Cook, who did not really come up yesterday on draft day. Yep. But, you know, if they take a running back, James Cook's name's going to come up.
I would think they take a running back somewhere in the draft because I just, as it stands right now, I just don't see how the Bills and James Cook agree on a contract extension, certainly not for the price he wants. Even if he comes down a little bit, I still think it's more value than the Bills are going to want to put on him. So in your bet, I would take a linebacker. I would bet they take a linebacker before they take a running back. But linebackers, you know, of other needs that we didn't cover, linebacker. And I know Dorian Williams is here and Bernard's extended, but, you know, Matt Milano's been dealing with injuries. Who knows how much is left with him? I think definitely it's somewhere on day three they're taking a linebacker. I would think it goes ahead of running back.
Yeah, I guess it does depend to what you think of Williams for this, even though Milano is still the starter. Because if you treat this as Milano's last year, then are you comfortable with Dorian Williams being their will linebacker after that? And I don't know that everybody would be, even though he was pretty good. Like, we had Chris Brown on last week, Howard, and he loved Williams' season and what he presents, like the athlete that he is. But there also was that there was a blurb from Adam Schefter about the Bills and a linebacker earlier in the week. So even if you like Dorian Williams, I don't think anybody would say that is like set in stone. He is just the heir apparent whenever he's done.
And I, you know, the other thing with running back is, again, I don't think Cook is going to be here, but I also don't think they're trading him. I think he'll be here this season. I mean, you're trying to win a Super Bowl. Keep James Cook. It gives you a better shot. So with a running back, you can just wait and draft one next year, right? That's the one position I don't think anybody is going to panic over and say, well, you got to get a guy in. He's got to get used to the system. He's got to get used to being in the NFL. It's a running back. Just go get a running back. You're deep in the backfield this year, so you really don't have to worry about it. If Cook does leave next year, then address it in next year's draft. So I'd definitely put linebacker ahead of running back and wide receiver in there too. They're going to take a wide receiver at some point. It's just when.
Yeah. Howard Simon on the Wester Hotline chatting about the draft. How are things with the Mets?
Don't jinx it.
Oh, it's good?
That means it's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good, but we really don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, that's a healthy little lead I'm looking at there. Just pulled up the standings. Just saying.
You know, would I come in, would I say something like, wow, you know, Liverpool, forget it.
Talk as much as you want about them. I need 1 point.
Yeah, they do. They have the kind of lead. They're like have a 27-game lead in baseball, 28 to play.
I would have done this 3 weeks ago, Joe. You would have yelled at me.
No, they've had that lead for about 2 months.
Maybe a month and a half ago I would have yelled at you, though. Yeah, that's probably right.
You got the point. Let's just, yes. You know, it's April, for gosh sakes. You know, the Mets could wake up tonight and have three or four pitchers' arms having fallen off over the course of the evening, and then Alonso could run into Soto in the parking lot. I mean, it's just, the Mets. We don't want to jinx it.
All right. Thanks, Howard.
You guys all good? Everybody's okay?
Everybody's good. Yeah. Good to see you last night. Thanks for coming to the draft party. We've got another one tonight if you want to come out tonight.
I am actually
back-to-back nights, Howard, out.
I am at the Bisons game tonight doing PA work.
All right. Very good.
And I'll try and do Bongo Cam correctly this time.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Howard.
All right, fellas. Nice to talk to you.
Howard Simon on the draft chatting to us about Max Hairston and the plan from here, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. What other memeable moments were there? Goodell on the bicycle.
We
were at the draft party.
I couldn't
party.
Believe it.
We need someone to call in, our draft correspondent, because we're at the draft party and we're kind of saying hi to people. And I didn't hear any breakdown or explanation as to why they rode bicycles out onto the stage. Was that explained?
It's a Packers thing. Howard actually told me about this.
Okay.
He was talking to me and Owen, and it's a Packers thing. They ride their bikes to the practice facility one of the days on, like, when training camp starts.
They do?
I guess, yeah. I guess it's a team thing. They've been doing it for years.
Interesting. The Sabres had that for 2 years.
With Eichel and Reinhart? Tradition.
They ran the tandem bikes. We had a tandem bike phase here. Yeah, Eichel and Reinhart. Didn't Rex and Rob Ryan ride tandem bicycles, too, into work? We had a few months of that, I think.
Yeah.
And then it ended pretty quickly after that.
Yes. 803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550.
The other Goodell moment from last night. Did you see the hug that he got from Malachi Starks?
Yes.
Lifted off the ground. And I think it was the longest Goodell hug that I've ever seen. Starks was very, very excited. He looked like he also broke Goodell's hand on like the... Goodell goes for the... I don't know if he was going for the handshake or the high five, but Hairston just... Not Hairston. Starks. With like, it's like he was trying to break Goodell's wrist. How hard this high five was.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
What's better than a draft of a guard and then cutting to a player of a guy that's like in the stands with a big chain, turnover chain around his neck, face paint? Yes! guard. It's my favorite thing about the draft. Guards are fine. Guards are people too. I don't have a problem with guards. But just, you know, that guy's hyped for whatever they're going to get. And then it's just like, all
right,
here's
right,
the pick.
The Seahawks fan. Hey, we drafted Gray Zabel, a guard from North Dakota. Let's go.
Yep.
As if there could be a more boring pick.
Gray Zabel.
Literally. Could it be more great? You drafted a guard named Gray.
Love it.
And that Seahawks fan was just going nuts.
803-0550. Okay, so American Family Insurance Dream Drive. It's tradition. Vince Lombardi's a era beloved part of the training camp experience, both players and young fans. They ride bikes. The training camp practice. Thank you. Sal sent that in. All right, good. Lil Wayne was up there.
And Lil Wayne.
Clay Matthews.
No. Yes. Not Clay. No, it was Clay Matthews. Oh. You thought it was A.J. Hawk.
I did, but it was Clay Matthews.
That was only his second mistake that he had made in like a 30-minute span, and that was not the worst one. The worst one was when Jeremy thought the guy singing the national anthem, who I think was just a local musician from Green Bay, was Ed Sheeran.
I looked at the screen. I saw a guy with a guitar.
He's like, hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Oh, it's because he had ginger hair.
I looked at him like, yes, certainly is not
he
Ed Sheeran.
Had red, shaggy hair and a guitar in his hand. I'm like, who is this guy, Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran?
As someone with a ginger beard, I stand up for gingers everywhere and say we do not all look the same.
Ed Sheeran is way above doing the national anthem in Green Bay, Wisconsin for the NFL draft.
In your opinion.
He is definitely
not
above
in my
that.
Opinion.
I mean, what, did Taylor Swift doing God Bless America for the draft?
Hold on. How many people were there?
Not as many as they say.
125,000 is what they say.
Oh, Ed Sheeran's too good for 125,000 people? Granted, it's one song and it's the national anthem.
In Green Bay in April, I think he's a... Yeah.
You know who I did not see last night? And because of it, I don't feel like it felt like a football event. No Gene Steratore. Where was he?
It really should be your favorite sports event because it is the only one...
No reviews?
Could there be? What would there be a replay? Let's go to Gene Steratore. The clock was about to hit zero, but was the card submitted... What's the whole process of it? I don't think we got there.
803-0550, the baby throwing up.
Yep.
We'll get you the results of the poll. Twitter poll is up about receiver, defensive tackle, defensive end. You get to pick two of the three. What do you want the two of the three, the results of our poll? And give us a call on it. 803-0550, our phone number. You can give us a ring. Thank you if you're joining us on YouTube on the stream for the first time. We got big numbers today. If you're here for the first time, welcome aboard. Sorry about our faces. This is what we look like every day. The chat you're seeing on the side of the screen, that's a fixture. That's an adventure, the chat. Either way, happy to have you along. We're back in a moment here on WGR.
Particularly, I love the Jaguars through their energy because he played with so much swagger, man. You knew he was that guy. You knew not to try him, man. I just want to be able to go out there with that same confidence, knowing that if you come at me, it's not 50-50. That's my ball.
Max Hairston, Bill's new corner, drafted out of Kentucky.
And his nickname, again, is
Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Which is great. Had a good suit, good energy.
They should let him put that on the jersey.
Mad Max?
Yeah.
Like the NBA when they did nicknames?
Yeah.
What number's Mad Max going to wear? What's available?
00.
His number in college.
Not something in the 40s. I don't need two corners wearing numbers in the 40s.
He wore number one in college.
That
Curtis
is
Samuel's
taken
wearing
by
number
Curtis
one.
Samuel.
Curtis Samuel's wearing number one.
He also wore 31.
Jairus Byrd.
Yep. Is there a 31 on the Bills right
Rasul
now?
Rasul Douglas is not signed.
Okay.
That's correct.
Take Rasul Douglas is 31. All right.
Yeah, that's kind of boring, though.
Is Benford going to get a better number now that he's a legit,
47 is a great
it's
number.
Not it's not a good not, number.
It's a terrible
it's not
number.
A good number.
Has anybody ever asked Benford if that number has like a special meaning to him for some reason? Because if that's the case, then like I'll shut up about it. But I truly think that's part of the reason he's not a bigger name in the league. He wears a number like he just got called up off the practice squad. Or he's trying out for the Bills in a preseason game. He's an undrafted rookie free agent. Like, I do think the number hurts him. I don't think he cares. I've heard him talk. Like, he's very down to earth. And, he's not your Richard Sherman... loud corner type. But yeah, we got to get the man a better number if it doesn't have like a really, really special meaning to him.
Last segment, we talked about offensive lineman Gray Zabel and how
the most boring pick of the first round.
Whatever. It's a good pick. It's fine.
They always need offensive linemen.
The Seahawks,
they've ignored it forever.
Josh found this that he was taken 18th overall, and he said, when asked on the conference call, what are you going to do now? He said, quote, man, I'm probably going to start diving into these Busch Lights. There you go. Drink some beer. You made
Someone related to him, I think it might have been his brother, tweeted out like an hour later, at Busch Light, hey, we're running out of these. Can you send some more? Please help.
No more NIL. Now he's going to get endorsements for these guys.
What was your least favorite pick of the first round?
Matthew Golden to the Packers.
Well, I mean, for that team. If you were that team. Like the Colts drafting a tight end?
No.
How about the Bears drafting a tight end at 10th overall when they already have a highly paid tight end on the roster?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. What the Bears did there was they didn't go for the chic, think of him like a receiver tight end. They went for the Kittle tight end.
Well, that's because they already have a...
Right, that's what I mean.
Think of him like a receiver tight end.
The rare tight end is that guy. That's the guy that's rare. Everybody's got a pass-catching tight end, and they didn't go for him. So
right. What you're saying is there are 30 Cole Kmets now.
Yes.
And
not that many Colston Lovelands. So I don't mind it for them. I mean, I also probably give Ben Johnson the benefit of the doubt. The guy's an offensive wizard. He's going to know what he wants. And his offense, I guess they'll probably go running back in the second round. The Bears, like get ready for Trevion Henderson to the Bears.
Yep.
Because they were rumored to be after Ashton Jeanty, who they couldn't get to. And they have DeAndre Swift, who's old and not very good, I don't think. So the Bears could go running back early. Receivers and running backs could go early in the second round. That's probably where we start, is receiver, running back, and quarterback at the start of the second round.
It really was a draft without a pick where everybody collectively just dunked on a team. You know, the Raiders are often the team that gives us this. Is can you believe this idiot GM and what he just did? Like, I don't really think we had that moment last night. We did it a little bit at the draft party with Pittsburgh, right? Because they don't have a second and they drafted a defensive tackle when they need a quarterback. But really, nothing. There was really not much else.
Well,
that was like highly, highly critical.
Let's take a look at the Bills. The Bills' top 30 visits who are still available.
Yeah.
And what that could mean. So they had Max Hairston in for top 30 visit. They drafted him. The other corners, Trey Amos, Benjamin Morrison, Jacob Parrish, Darren Porter. I mean, Porter could still be a guy if they later, but I don't know. Taking another corner, it's going to have to be late. Defensive tackles.
Because the room is full.
Right. Defensive tackles. Here are your four names. These guys did not get selected.
Okay.
So if you want to say this was a good job by the Bills, maybe putting defensive tackle second. Mm-hmm. The only guy that got taken that visited with them was Tyleek Williams, Ohio State, who went to...
He went to 28, to Detroit. Not Detroit.
Detroit.
Was it? Yeah, okay.
If he's still on the board, I wonder if they go tackle instead of corner. Maybe. But there are four defensive tackles they met with. T.J. Sanders, Deion Walker, Ty Robinson, and Omar Norman Lott of Tennessee.
Okay.
There's a safety on the board. Then there's the receiver conversation. Jalen Royals and Isaiah Bond maybe Jalen Lane. Like, if you're talking about receiver today, Jalen Royals is a today receiver, second or third round. They met with him. If you want to go with prospects they had multiple interactions with, but not top 30 visits, this is all at BuffaloRumblings.com. And Ryan Talbot does a great job tracking this as well for New York Upstate. BuffaloRumblings.com on multiple interactions with Isaiah Bond. That could be a second or third round pick, maybe even fourth. Landon Jackson, receiver Dante Thornton. A couple of safeties. Like, listen, safety is going to get picked, is it not? They had one in for a visit. I see three in for multiple interactions. Andrew Makuba, Elijah Clark, Billy Bowman Jr. They worked out safety. I mean, the Texas safety is a private workout, according to Justin Mello.
Yep.
So we got into safety yesterday for Malachi Starks, and we don't ever get to find out what they would have done had he been there. But safety is in the mix.
Yeah, I don't know that they have to, though. It would have to be a player that, and they're going to say this about a lot of positions, that they would have to really like. Because could they go into the season with the four safeties they have right now? I think they very easily could. I'm not saying they would be, I don't think they're great at that position, but do they have four NFL safeties? to walk into the year with.
I mean, they have four safeties that play in the NFL. If they walk into the
they do.
If they
and, walk, and one if, of them, and one of them does have upside.
Who?
Bishop.
Sure, Bishop. Yeah. They walk into the with the same safety room they walked in last year, except Bishop is a year older. But other than that, it's Rapp, who is a nice player, makes some big plays, hits like a truck, and it's Derek Forrest
and Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin.
Two guys who have started in the league, but you really don't want starting.
Right. How different is that than Mike Edwards last year, who they signed and never played? It's not that different. An investment in that position, maybe. They've met with a good amount of them. They of course, Nick Emmanuori, they met with the Combine. They met with Malachi Starks at the Combine. Xavier Watts is another one.
Yeah.
Xavier Watts, Notre Dame. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked at all if today goes defensive tackle safety.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like another safety. The Malachi Starks conversation for me kind of leaned into, you know, when Sal and I were going back and forth yesterday, how much they like Rapp. Congratulations. They also like Tre'Davious White. Right. And they drafted a guy that's going to take his job, hopefully before the season even begins. And they like Dane Jackson. But they drafted a guy that hopefully takes his job before the season begins. So, safety to me, you know, wherever you look, PFF grades of the safeties, the Bills' safeties graded terribly last year. In coverage, they were terrible. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the New York Times had their, the New York Times, The Athletic had a mock draft based on numbers. And they ranked the Bills' safety room 31st in the NFL. 31st! Just, hey, Cole Bishop's going to be a little bit older. That might help it quite a bit, but that might not be enough.
But what's going to happen if they draft a second round? What if they draft? If they're going to draft a second round safety today, what's going that person's going to start right away over their second round safety from last year?
No, the guy that I'd start over is Rapp.
Right.
If again, maybe it depends on packages. Maybe it's third down packages. Maybe it's opponent specific. But if we're talking about having this defense give the potential to move chess pieces and really play with a lot of different things, maybe another safety that frees Bishop up to be a hammer in the run game, and a center fielder kind of safety is the right move. I mean, Watts is a little bit of that. That's what Starks was. That's what Watts could be.
Yep.
So I think safety, I want to just keep it there. They met with a lot of them. Six at the combine. They only brought in one for a visit. Linebacker down the board a bit. So anyway, the results of the Twitter poll. Sorry, we'll get to this before the break because I'd mentioned I want to get to this. If you're picking two out of three, defensive tackle, defensive end, wide receiver, what pair do you want? The number one choice is defensive tackle, wide receiver. The number two choice is defensive tackle, defensive end. And then third place is wide receiver.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Receiver, defensive end. Everybody wants a defensive tackle. And the Bills should too. You wonder how much Bean will feel a push to do that. What if the first few picks tonight, they can't get up and it's four tackles go in the first seven picks, 10 picks. Like, You can't be reaching for a third round grade of defensive tackle.
Or at that point, by their definition, maybe like a fourth round grade by that point. Yeah.
803-0550.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we should get to receiver a little bit too. You're thinking about safety. I'm thinking about Isaiah Bond specifically, and the Bills today. So curious about what they think of him right now.
Yeah. Well, to a point here, one of the things about Bond was there's a sexual assault allegation he turned himself in.
That's part of why I'm
wondering. Okay, well, here's the thing. Like, you want to say, what would the Bills do about that? Max Hairston has an allegation against him from his freshman year that...
Right.
Like, you can't find much on that. That's years ago.
Yep.
The Bills would have known about that, vetted that, whatever. So...
Yep.
If it's a non-starter, then Hairston's not here, and Hairston is here.
Unless
again, different situations. I don't know how the Bills would treat this.
But do they also not want to draft with their first two picks? Two people, they graduate to different levels. Hairston was never charged in the way that Bond like had to turn himself in.
Right.
But would they just not want it out there in the public? Like, hey, the first two picks, we've drafted two people that have had, you know, these histories.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us, Jeremy and Joe. Give us a ring on Max Hairston and on the plan for round two. Anything else you want to throw at us? We're happy to have you here on WGR. Hey, caller 5 to 716-221-4WGR. Going to win a pair of tickets to the Micah Hyde Charity Softball Game. Fifth annual Micah Hyde Charity Softball Game at Salem Field, Sunday, May 4th. Your favorite offensive and defensive players play against each other to benefit the Imagine Youth Foundation. Tickets are on sale at HydeCharitySoftball.com. Caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR. When we get back, I'm going to give you a website that you can burn your day with if you want. Thanks to Nate who sent this in. ProFootballNetwork.com. Has mock drafts, you know, a lot of places do, but you can basically fill in the first round and start from here. So next hour, what are we going to do? We're going to do the second round. We're going to pick two players for the Bills. See who's there. See who falls if we want to make a move. But we've got a wide open segment, 9 o'clock here. So stick with us. 803-0550. You want to chime in? And profootballnetwork.com is the website. It's a good look, and the idea that you can fill in the first round and go from there, like, let's go. So we'll have it. They list the Bills' team needs as defensive tackle, linebacker, edge, receiver, and running back. There you go.
All right.
56 and 62. The Bills have those two picks coming up in this draft.
And running back?
And running back. It lists running back. Mm-hmm. You think I'm picking a running back? You're out of your mind.
It's a good class.
All right, we're going to break in. Come back, do this mock second round here on WGR.